So Be'ezus Hashem, this week of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so we have 4 days now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So our goal, Be'ezus Hashem, is to do a little bit of Tassavol Menosoi. We'll probably have to continue it after Yom Tovim. We have to do also 2 Parsha Shir, because those are bracha and gracious. Because if we don't do gracious before, then we're going to miss gracious. So it'll be chaval, then we already started and we already missed gracious. So it could be maybe tomorrow's a short shiur, so maybe we'll do those are bracha tomorrow and gracious on Thursday. Then we have shiur on Thursday early, like 9:15, 9:30, 10:30 shiur. Because then I'm giving the special shiur in the Gluck Center, room 307. You're welcome to come. It's at Chol Lebi Yom Kippur, a very important Shiloh, Chol Lebi Yom Kippur.
Right after this year?
Right. So we'll leave, we'll give ourselves 5-10 minutes to...
What time is it, 11 o'clock?
10:30 till 11:30.
Not here, Gluck is 10:30.
Room... What? Here, 9:15, which will realistically be 9:20 or something. I'll probably go to the classroom, but we'll see how. Oh, so maybe we won't go to the classroom. They'll be there. Okay. So I'd like to start the sugya of Tasev Elomen Osri, which is a fascinating sugya. The pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Chag Asukos Tasev L'chol Shivas Yomim Ba'os B'cho Migornecho Migvecho. So Chag HaSukkos Tasel L'cho. So what is it? So simple pshat means that you celebrate the holiday of Sukkos. But as Rav Shachter pointed out, Chazal understood it differently. They understood it differently. How did they understand? As Rav Shachter pointed out, Chazal understood that means Chag HaSukkos Tasel means you'll make the sukkah. So it's not you'll celebrate the holiday, you'll make the sukkah. You'll make the sukkah. You know, there is a whole discussion in the post in the Rishonim, is making the sukkah a mitzvah or not? You know, to build the sukkah. Well, there's no Indian to be mishtatef in the building of a sukkah. I'd rather learn Masechta Sukkah than have to, you know, put up the boards. So maybe later in the year we'll have a discussion about that. But the Gemara says that the way Rav Shachter understood the Peshat is that Tasa means you have to make the Sukkah, and look on page 2 on Yud Beis Ibn Aleph. You see where it says, in the middle of the page, where it says, Devarim Shom. Tase v'lo min ha'osri. A sukkah has to be made directly. What's the classic example? So let me give you a lot of examples, but I'll give you the classic example. Is a Mishnah on page, or Tezvav Amnala from page 5. The last line in the Mishnah. Ha'chotei begodish lasos lo sukkah eina sukkah. So this means like this. If you have a haystack, right? And then you hollow out the haystack. Now the haystack is made out of material that's good for schach, because it comes from the ground. It's not mekabel tumah. It's not food. It's the chaff. It's the stalks, right? They're not an ochel. You can't make a sukkah out of ochel. Ochel's mekabel tumah, right? But the godish, the stalks, You know, he choted begodish lasos lo sukkah, ain't a sukkah. It's not a good sukkah. Why not? Because the lemaisa, you hollowed it out, and you have the requisite shear. So why isn't it not a good sukkah? So the main discussion of the Chotet Begodish is not a sukkah is this reason. Tasev lo min osui. You didn't put it on. Whereas you didn't do an asiya. When you put the bamboos on or whatever you put on today, the mats, you're doing an asiya. You're doing an asiya and you're putting it on the sukkah. Here there was no asiya. It became schach mimela. In other words, the whole thing was no schach. There was no schach. It was a full. It was a haystack piled up. So nothing is called schach, because schach, by definition, has to have an airspace underneath. It was full. So the top layer, which ultimately is going to become your schach after you hollow it out, was not put there for schach. So there was no asiya. And later on, what did you do? You took the middle and you removed the middle, you hollowed it out, and what do you have? You have a sukkah. But you didn't do an asiya to the top. Yeah. In other words, the part that's vertical, that's the defanus. The part that's horizontal, that's going to be the schach. But there was no asiya on the schach. It became de facto. Or, say for example, another Mishnah on page 4, Tezvav and Meralef. Tikra she'ein alea maziva. Rashi, maziva, ritzpas tit. The Dome of the Mikra of Sefer Ezra, as was Yishlaim Al-Choma. So it didn't have the cement on top. So it had beams. But it had air spaces between the beams. So if you want to make that into a, you want to make those beams into a sukkah, Rav Shami says, "Mefakpek v'notalachas bintayim." You have to move it. You have to move the beam, and then, like Shimon pointed out from one of the Mishnayos, then you put kosher schach in between, so the beams now will be put l'shem schach, and then there'll be regular schach in between, and it'll be good. They still said mefachmek o no talachas meantime, one or the other. You can either just move the beams, and now these beams will become what? They'll become schach. Because originally, what was it? Why was it put on these beams? They weren't put on for shade. What was the beam put on in the house for? What? Protection. You know, stability of the building, but it's not for shade. You don't say this is for shade. Right? Because there's another floor on top of us. So there's not, they're not doing any shade for us. So if I have beams in my house, and now I want them, so which made for the house, and now I want to make it a tzchach, so I have to mafakpik. Why? So bishul meishil taimai mishum tasev lomen osri. Because you didn't do an asiya for what? You didn't do an asiya, I just quoted. You didn't do an asiya for the sukkah, for the tzel sukkah. So even though now it's sukkahs, and you decide to say, this is now my, I want it to be a sukkah, but you have to do an asiya. Taseh. The sukkah has to have an asiya for tzel. Just like Chotei Begodish. Chotei Begodish, you didn't do an asiya. You had a haystack, and then what do? You hollowed it out. Now, take a look in the Gemara on page 6, Tev Zayin Amin Aleph. The Chotei Begodish Amar Avuna Loshanu El She'en Sham Cholal Tefach B'Meshach Shiva. Aval Yesh Sham Cholal Tefach B'Meshach Shiva Harez Sukkah. In other words, say you have a Godish. So the regular Godish is totally full with hay from top to bottom, and then you hollowed it out. But say it wasn't totally full, that there was a little bit of air underneath the top level, a tefach, a fist worth. Now that's not going to help me to get into the sukkah, because I need more than a tefach to get my body in. But there was a tefach airspace right underneath the top level of hay. So then, I hollow out the rest. So now I can get in. Then there's room for me. Not just so then the Gemara says that's okay. That's not tasev luminos. Why is that? How do you understand that? What? So if it is tefach, then it's good. Why? Why? What do you mean? How do you know? I mean, once you have a tefach, then you could speak about, you know, it's giving shade for that tefach. So you could say it's zel, even though I can't use it for a sukkah the way it is. But it's zel, because there's an airspace. And like the Chazon Hesh points out, airspace, tefach, all you need. Right, but you, when you originally made the haystack, you left the tefach there. Well, what else is it? I mean, it's a peculiar thing to do, because why are you, what are you accomplishing? A human being can't fit in the tefach. You want to put a snake in there? What do you want to put in there? Rashi says, as Rashi is saying, Rashi says, "Kol tefach olahu nimtzo shem schach al oso godish." What does schach mean? Schach means it's sochich. It hovers over. The definition of schach means something that hovers over air. Even though technically, like Jesse's saying, like, it's not real tzel. Who's going to be there? I'm going to put my pinky in there. My pinky needs some of my hand. But it's over air. So by definition, that's called tzel. And then you can hollow out the rest, and that won't be tasavo menosu. Because when you put the top layer on, you're putting it on top of airspace. Even though it wasn't usable really so much. Matt? Right. Schach has to give tzel. It's not schach. So if the gadish was totally full, and then I hollowed it out, so now it gives tzel, but I didn't directly do an asiyah to make it, became schach. You know, de facto. You know, by default, I took away the stuff in the middle, and the mela that became a din schach. But I didn't do a positive, proactive asiyah on the schach. Right.
It is covered because it's off the ground. And so now when you hollow it out, well, it was stopped before.
Right.
So now it happens to be giving shade. Because we're going to say once you walk inside.
But technically it's giving shade even though no one's going to be there to be nana from the shade.
I feel like shade is like
well, what's Rashi's lotion?
It's very hard to say it's shade.
Let's see, what's his lotion? Yeah, Elish ain't shom chol kat hefach. Look at Rashi. Elish ain't shom chol tefach. Go over meshach orach v'roch of shiva tefachim kishia sukkah. Chachach and godish kol a godish shom. Also chalal da achshav nase shom schach me'elav. Lo yalav of shem schach mitchila. Havam yeh shom chol tefach olohu. Nimtza shem schach al also godish. Shechote bo memat al mala. At shemagbiya as a chol l'shia gova asara. Ein zu asi yasa shoye enu mitzaken al advanos. Well, the advanos lo amin atasav la menosu. So is he saying that when I'm chote begodish and there was a tefach originally, so the schach was schach, but I didn't have dvanos because it was all filled in. So now I'm making dvanos, and dvanos don't have a din of tasav l'manos. Dvanos can become dvanos retroactively, so to speak. He doesn't say the word sale.
But it was schach.
Right, so schach means hovering over air.
Right.
And hovering over air, you know, he doesn't use that word, is the... Masachech means that it's hovering over air, which ultimately gives shade, even though you're not necessarily able to benefit from shade, because you can't crawl into a tefach of airspace. Mean it's not there. Still shade, and you're not benefiting. Okay, you can say like that. Yeah. Right.
When I was doing that, I was when we say that the guy, he just like in the summer month, wants to throw his bundle over the truck. That's also airspace. There's also everything. So just because he had a different intention, maybe I bet that bundle all of a sudden. I'm sure that when you have a tefach space, so it's providing shade, you're saying what?
Yeah, in other words, if you put a stuff that you need to dry, you know, wet bamboos,
yeah,
and you want to have it dry, and you put it on top there, but you didn't put it for sale, you just did it to dry,
so
that's not schach. Because there wasn't a asiyah for sale. But when you have a tefach airspace, So then you're, it's Messiah. Even though technically Rashi's not going to say Mishum Tzel because no one could fit there. But it's the idea that it's Schach means that it's hovering over airspace, at least the Tefach of airspace. But what was it there for? Well, I'll say it like this. At least it wasn't like there for something else. It wasn't there for, like we said, the case of Maziva, right? You have beams in your house. And those beams are really kosher schach, because they're thin beams. So the Mishnah says, well, you have to pick it up, and that'll be kosher. But why is it kosher? It's mile from the ceiling to the ground. It's more than a tefach, so it's great. But it wasn't put there the shame tzel, or the shame mitzvah, the shame tzel. It was put there to as the structure of the house, to solidify the house. Wait, what was the case? What was the case?
I'm just trying to watch, like, I'm trying to figure out why somebody made this thing that isn't allowing hate to hover.
What did he, with the tefach, what did he do?
Why did he make it? So I'm just saying, maybe it's bad for the hate on the ground. So if, like, before God, you were, whatever, he lifts the whole thing up, the shame, God, now it's, I guess, I'm trying to figure out why this happened. What is this?
You mean, why is this guy, I can understand why a guy had. Why in the world, look, is this guy making a haystack with a tefach hairspace? Like, what is going on in his mind? Why would anyone want to do such a thing? It's like, if he wanted to make a sukkah, then he would have just. So why did he just do it? Why do you have to put in the? You mean that was just a way of making the sukkah? He knew he wanted to make a sukkah. And then, so the easier way to do it was to put the whole thing there, leave an airspace, and then hollow it out later, as opposed to if you're going to just try to hollow it out in the beginning, then you're not going to get anywhere. So at least we have the structure. And that will hollow it out. So he's saying, if you want to do that, you see, in those days, you have to realize, they didn't have like we have, you know, prefab sukkahs. You can just call up and get your sukkah, dial 1-800 sukkah to go. You know, they were very Hamish. You know, they just used Mother Nature. You know, they used whatever they, trees, this, you know, they cut things. You know, they had to be creative. Today, you don't have to be creative, you just need a phone number,
if we remote that case,
the email address. Right, so it's mahil. So it's mahil, but mahil's not good enough. I'll tell you, mahil's not good enough. Because what if we had the case of the tikra, the beams, right? I have beams. So what do I have to shake them for? They're mahil. They're mahil great. They're mahil great. Right? I have beams in my house now, and they don't have anything. Usually, the beam has plaster between each beam. So then, if I had a house like that, I wouldn't make it into a sukkah. But if I have the beams and I don't have the plaster in between, then all I have to do is fill up the air spaces with tzchach, and the beams I'll just pick up and down, and then I can make my house into a sukkah. Now, why do you have to pick it up and down? It's mayel. It's mayel. Look, this is mayel. So, but it's mayel. So it must be that it's mayel is not the idea. It's that mayel. Right. Well, the Gadish, you could say the other Kavana is just because you want to pile it up. It's not that you're interested in anything underneath. You just want to pile it up. You just need to, you're gathering your Kagosif. You're gathering everything together. Oh. So let me ask you a question. Now, this is the question I'm going to ask, and I want you to tell me how you think we should paskin on this question. Okay? This is the question. The good old prefab sukkahs, you know, with the curtains, you know, the canvas, what we call it. The good old canvas sukkahs. You know, when I was growing up, that was the most common sukkah out there. That was, you know, wood. As a child, we already had wood, but that wasn't the common thing. The common thing was the good old, you had the metal frame, and then you had the canvas walls, and then the scot, the bamboo. That was what probably most of the people had in those days, in the good old days. Right? So this is the shiva. So you put up the frame, the metal frame. We're not talking about today about Maimid and Maimid and Kabul Tumah. That's a whole separate thing, and we're not going to talk about that now. And say, I put the schach on first before I put the canvas walls. Is that possible of an awesome? You have a question? In other words, I put it on for the mitzvah. All the Hidurim in the world. Sale, mitzvah, whatever you want, I have that come on. But the walls were not up yet. And then, I put the walls up. Like, you can do it over here. Say, this structure right over here. Like, it's up here. I put the walls on. And then I roll out the curtain. And, you know, hopefully take one down so it shouldn't go in the wind.
Question is, can you have something made? Can you have a kavana for sale without having kavanos?
So the question is that called possible on an osay? Is that called possible on an osay? Because we might say, the schach is not a kosher. I mean, it's not complete until what? Yeah, it's fine. Again, I'm sukkah without the fine. So the question is, could I go ahead and, in other words, normally people would put up the, see, if you have a wooden sukkah, it's never going to happen. Because you have to put up the walls first. And then you put on the bamboo. The bamboo won't stay. The Ruben Feinstein once came here and discussed it in Sforno about the mikdash, or the mishnah, or the nace, but we don't get so good meat. So if you have a wood sukkah, you have to put up the walls first, and then you get the bamboos on the walls. Right? But if you have the canvas metal sukkah, so then you can put up the frame first. And then you can put up the Then you can put on the schach. And then you can put on the canvas walls. Physically, you can do that. The question is there a halakhic problem with that? So based on what we learned, what would you say? Problem or no problem? Oh, so Yoav says more than Tefach of air spaces. So it should be okay. What? So you're agreeing. You're agreeing with them.
The case of the Kodesh was that the haystack started on the ground.
Yeah, but that's because the scarf is not going to, because we have gravity. So if you didn't have something on the ground,
right.
So it won't stand. But if you have a frame, so then even though there's gravity, you can put it on the frame. Yeah. Say again.
The question is, when you hollow out the haystack.
Right. A haystack that had a tefach or didn't have a tefach?
It had a tefach at the bottom.
Right.
Were you.
A tefach on the top, you mean? What?
There's a tefach at the bottom. Right. You hollow it out. So when you hollow it out, now it's according to the surface, you look at it as you're building walls, and so then there's this tefach on the top, or your scap on the top the entire time. Right.
That's
the question.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the funnels, if you only have a metal frame, and you put it in the scot over there, that may not be sale. You did because you can't create sale without.
Is that true?
Funnels.
Why? Jesse will disagree with you on that. You got to. Jesse's a man of the Catskills, so he could tell you, right? A gazebo. What did you say? Gazebo. Yeah. Right. Nimrod, do you want to say something?
Simon is a problem.
Yeah, so Simon says the halal tefach, he also doesn't have a sukkah.
Afterwards.
But you're not doing another asiya on the schach. In other words, when you have that original thing, you had the gadish, then you have the tefach, and then you have a layer on top of the tefach. Right? Is that a sukkah? No. And now you're going to hollow it out, and you're going to get your sukkah in retrospect. But you're not going to do another asiya on the, and yet that's still okay. So why is this case worse than that?
You see, by the Shabbos, you see that if you put the top of the OL on, and you have you have to put the top of the OL on before you put the legs. Then you have more of a head that you don't, may not have a child of OL. Bigger child of OL is at the bottom, and then you put the.
Right, but that's Lagabe OL Aroy. And,
right.
Yeah. It's not their opinion, but is that relevant for this case? That's the question. It's when true you, what you're saying.
It might be because putting the scot on first, you don't have a legitimate OL. You're not the model over the ground, basically. I mean, the frame has to have a frame underneath it. The metal frame is not the funnels at all. Funnels have to be within 3 feet of the sweet spot of the ground, right? So when you put on top of the metal frame.
The question is, why is it any worse? That's what Simon's showcase Shishla. Why is it any worse than the Chote
Bagadish? It tastes better because it's not including the scar. The reason why it's completing the top by removing the tefach, you're not really completing the top. It's not very complete. You're not completing it really in any way. Okay, to be honest. Galatians is saying that the top isn't.
But you see from, Simon Shochet points out that you see from that din that you don't need that it be a kosher sukkah when you're putting the schacha. Because, or else tefach shouldn't be good enough, but tefach is good enough. So you see, all you need is a shame schach, b'shas asiyah, even though it's not, you know, potentially, it's not a sukkah yet. In other words, you don't need the schach to be the final, you know, makev apatish of your sukkah. Because harai, you see that if you had a tefach airspace, and then the schach, and then you hollow out, and then you don't do another asiyah on the schach, it's kosher. So let's look in the Hagos Maimoni. Well, first let's look at the Rambam, page 7. Perek, hey, halacha tes. Sukkah shenases kilchasa, we call mokum shayra avu pishalonas and slashim mitzvah. So the first thing he tells us is you don't need to make a sukkah l'shem mitzvah. Who should te asu l'tzel? All you need is that it made l'tzel. So sukkah's akum, sukkah's behema, kol chayotibem. A goy, he likes to sit in the shade, so he made himself a sukkah. And it happens to be it was kosher materials. But he didn't make it for the mitzvah, he just made it because he enjoys going to the country and sitting under the shade. So now you want to use his sukkah for the mitzvah, so the Rambam says it's good. Because it wasn't, because you don't need l'shem mitzvah, you need l'shem tzel. Aval sukkah shenases me'eleha psula l'fishalonases l'tzel. But a sukkah that's what? That becomes a sukkah de facto, the mafreya, is no good. Because like the Gaddish case, it wasn't the same cell. Because if you had a full Gaddish, there was no cell, and then you hollowed it out, so and then you didn't do another asiyah on the top, it's no good. So if you made Gaddish zel itself, because he didn't put this top layer of hay for tzel. But if originally he had a tefach airspace, and then he put on the top, and then he hollowed it out. See, he uses the word tzel. See, Rashi, you said to me, doesn't use the word tzel. He uses it very clearly. Right. Right. He's just answering your question. What you guys asked is why in the world would somebody do such a, you know, so he gives you an answer that I think what you guys suggested, that he really wants to make it, he knows he wants to make a sukkah. But who suggested that? Shimon? But he's not going to, you know, he can't just do it like that. The easiest way to do it is you make your Gaddish and then hollow it out later. So that's no good. So make a Gaddish with a tefach air and then it'll be okay. So it comes the Hagot's Maimoni on the bottom. So the Hagot's Maimoni is the one who says this chiddush, or Nimrod wanted to say. One second, let's see what he says first. He says that you can't make the schach before the defanos. He must have defanos tefach some of the schach, till yochel the schach. So he says, if you have the schach, and then there's no defanos, no good. But if you had a tefach of the fanos next to the schach, and then you put the schach, and then you put the rest of the dolphin, That is good. Because he says, that's Tasev Lo Menosei. To put the Schach before the Defanus is Tasev Lo Osei, unless you have a Tefach of which is a little strange, because by the Godish he needed the Tefach, because if you didn't have the Tefach, there's no airspace. Here you have plenty of airspace. So what do you need? And the Lavush on page 9 says Lo yase adam schach min asuka kodem shiyase defanus kevin de lo miskasha asuka achakach el al yidei asiyase defanus favle aschach ilu osu me'elof shenigbu adefanus vein zatasa. Milim also lamala defanus somoch l'schach baruch of tefach mutar. Sach kodesh shaseh mosad defanus kibo mechotei begodesh. So I think this is very shver. Because the pashtus is that all you need is the airspace. And here he made it l'shem tzel, he made it l'shem mitzvah, he did everything. But what are you bothering him? And the fact that you need a tefach on wall? Maybe you only need a tefach in the Godish case, because if you don't have a tefach, you don't have any airspace. Here you have plenty of airspace. So I've been frustrated with this for many years, maybe 30 years. With this Hagos Maimoni. Very frustrating. So who's my savior in life? My savior in life is the Bach. He's the Bais Chodesh. On page 11. Yeah, and some want to quote, even though that he means it's possible even with the Evan. So look in the Bach on page 11. It says Kosav Vagos Maimini Adin Choti Begodesh Vzel Shono Per Time Me'i Lasa Satschach Kodim She Yaseh Defanus Kila He Vosa Defanus Tefach Somo Satschach Kila Yochul Sacher Adkan V'teima Gedoyla V'teima Gedoyla Fret the Bach Ma inyan zeh l'chodi begodish. There, lo nosen shana godish l'shem suko, l'shem oitzer. There, you didn't put the top level was not there for schach. It was there as part of your pile of your storage that you're storing the hay. It wasn't l'shem tzel harayit. The whole thing was filled in. Aval kan hami also schach l'shem suko l'tzel. Vimishum came and the lek of the fanos einal of shem oel havadilu bein el sheyas chach osu vitzel shem sukkah. He says, what do you need the fanos? Of course, in the end, you need the fanos because you can't have a sukkah without the fanos. But the schach is good schach as it is. It's l'shem tzel. It's even l'shem mitzvah. All the hidurim to the siv chach asus chosel lachov lo min osoy. Eilan Reish lo sazach tchilo. Masnizim mshal shal tfonis mulmal lamata. Forget, we have a Mishnah that you make the walls going from the top to bottom. Peresh Rashi, hizchil la'adra ha'michitza. Eitzel ha'schach. He started weaving the walls from top to bottom. Niravadai u'bokhlach le'bottom. Hu'r v'dvar shakvar nasa ha'schach chodem sh'osah ha'defanis. That's the case. Mishal shal defanus means you made the schach and you had it on some frame, and then you put the kol osa sugim v'varish ein b'zeh iser kol ikar. He says he thinks the whole din is only a chumra ba'alma, a din lechatchila. But he says he doesn't think that that's the real halacha. Yeah, he says you have. He thinks that in the old case of the canvas sukkah, you made the frame and then you put the schach up, and then you put the walls. It's perfect kosher. I think that way, the pashtus. I think like the Bach. Okay, din lechatchila. Because I don't know why is it even a din lechatchila. And then he says, "Mehay time in lasa reisi lemechaber." Page 12, bal halavush is manenu shekosov dafil b'diavad psula. I mean, that's a question. Does the Levush really say Afil B'diavad? But he's learning that the Levush passes even B'diavad. Bottom line, the boy said, it was good. You had. Now, let me tell you something. Why did this become so popular? Because this Hagos Maimon is quoted in the Ramah. So most people, they just look at the Mechaber Ramah. So it became very popular. Look on page 13. Hagah ve'ein lasos haschach kodim sheyasa advanus. Ve'imosa tefach somuch haschach muta l'sache kodim sheyasa shayad advanus kemo b'chotei b'kodesh. So, the Ramah quotes this din. So, is the Ramah saying possible b'di'evad? I mean, he quotes Hagos Maimoni. I mean, the Bach will say that he only means the Chatchila anyway. But people know. People don't know the whole Indian, so they know this Ramah. But this Ramah, if somebody would tell me that it's already Sukkot now, and the only Sukkot they have is Sukkot that the Schach was put before the Defanos, I have very hard time to say that's possible. Because of the Maisa, you put it up, and there was an airspace. There was an airspace, 6-8 feet airspace. Mahadran. All you need is a tefach. You have 8 feet. How tall is the sukkah? 8 feet? So I'm from the Bach school of thought. Even though this other pshat became very popular because it's quoted in the Ramah. So like those are in my Yoredeish here. We did also a Ramah today. That we said that could be is only a chumrah. But if you don't know the whole sugya, so you see, like, people who don't know halacha well, everything is evil. Everything is even. In other words, this halacha, that, everything is, they don't know, maybe this is just a chumrah ba'alma, this is the ikar din, and so every halacha, you gotta learn through the whole inyan to see where is it coming from. And I think that what the Bach says is very mistaber. You see, if you would have a din that the schach has to be mamish machshir the sukkah, then I understand. But it doesn't. You see, if the din by Chotei Begadish would be that if you had a sheer sukkah, and tefachim, and then you chotit the rest because you want to make bigger, and then it's good. And then I can understand. But you don't need that. You only need the tefach. So you only need it's a din that you need the schach to be soichich on avir. So once you have that, you have that. So what are you going to tell me if you don't have a dofen, then it's not really an oil? So I don't know. I think that's a And why does it say it needs a tefach? Not because you need a dofen, because there, in the Godish case, if you don't have a tefach, you don't have any air. Here, you don't have any defanos, but you still have plenty of air. So I think it's a bit of a jump to say this. But still, mechatchila, you should do it, because maybe it's a gzeira that you might have a case where there was no air. So therefore, make sure you at least have it. What? Yeah, like the Gardish case. Matthias, in which case?
What does it mean? Like, being passed the tefach
side? I think it means is that you have your train, and you have a schach on top, and then before you put the schach on, you had a
ribbon.
A ribbon all around, or a thick tefach ribbon going around the perimeter right underneath where the schach is going to be, and then you put the schach on that. So then you have an olal, because maybe an olal is not only a roof but also has a dofen. If you had nothing, then it would be. I don't know. And then in the footnote, they point out that the Bach is quoting the Levush, that he's saying it's Mamish Posel, and then Levush. So you look right here on page 9. He says Kosev in the Elio Zuta in the bottom. Because of a bach, a levush kosev dafil b'dievet posel v'leisa el kosher b'dievet. Chol kasha alo kosev levush el lo yase. Levush never said that it's posel even b'dievet. He said you shouldn't do it. Mashma l'chatkila. Don't come on and die b'dievet hatam veins in tase. Shuv yad the mashma hakel le'el. But he says, you know what? You have to look someplace else in levush. In tofresh chavav. Because the Tofresh Chavav on page 8, in the second arrow, he writes, "Sherozel asas mechitzas takta asuka pshita shepsulim shemshuzer afil b'schach shenasa betolish posul mosal schach kolim sheyasa mechitzas." Afil asa mechitzas chila. So he uses that lashon that it's posel. He mosas cha kodesh yase mechitzas. But maybe from this is mashma that he said that it's mamash even b'dievet the levush. For me, it's hard to understand why isn't it even kosher lechatchila, to tell you the truth.
It's not kosher.
Yeah. So again, if somebody did it before Yontif, I would tell them to pick up the schach and shake it, because Lamaisa, there are poskim that say not like me, but if somebody's coming to me, it's already, they're coming to me, it's the night of Sukkos, and it's already Tzeis HaKachovim, you can't, so I don't know. Yeah, no, it's hard for me to believe that it's really possible. Even though this Ramah is very famous. Famous Ramah. But I think the Bach, I think deep down the Bach would probably say the same thing. It's just, he had to say that they only meant, he doesn't want to just say everyone's. But I think I'm a man with the Bach on this one. I can't, there's a kasha, the Shasta spoke about it, I'll just speak about it. You have the Gemara that Sukkah L'mal V'chach is possible, right? But then the Gemara says, what if you build a platform and you're on top of the platform, then it's okay. But the Kasha they ask, maybe I'll make a pack of this, is how come you don't say Tassim L'mal V'nosoi? That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. So there's different techniques that I'll show you later, but I think the Pashup Shad is because it's the Chach. It doesn't have to be Heksha Sukkah. It's not Heksha Sukkah. But tzchach it is. Because all you need is a din tzchach. And Rosh Hashanah says something similar.
And you don't need, and you don't need cheer.
Rosh Hashanah says a din in yeshiva, so maybe he means the same idea. But the kash is, you know, I don't think it gets off the ground even.
Why actually does the this not cost money even only require a tefa?
Because the Gemara says a tefa.
Oh, why does the Gemara say a tefa? I'm not using sukkah, it's shir sukkah.
Right. So you see, you don't need shir sukkah. Just need a shame scot. Shame scot, like you said, it's an oil.
Yeah.
Okay, but look, I'm not here to. But it's important to know what's the chatchila, what's b'di'evet, what's a chumrut. As I say, people who don't know halacha, everything's the same. You know, it's the same thing as eating on Yom Kippur and having a sink for milk. You know, it's all the same. Everything's the same. You know, everything's the same. It's not all the same. You know, that's where you have to learn. If you learn it, then it's not all the same. If you're not learning it, everything's the same. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say for today. So there's the Shem tomorrow. So maybe tomorrow we'll do the Chumash. We have to do two Chumash Shirim this week. Because we need to do Zos HaBracha, and we have to do Brachos. Which the time we come back, we're holding by Norach. So maybe we could start at 11, Jesse pointed out. Maybe we have a Shir from 11 to 12. And then we could do a half an hour of Sukkah and another half an hour of Chumash. Okay, we'll talk about it in the morning.